Blog Talk Radio.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. No need for.
Good evening and welcome to Atlanta Life Radio Presents, There is Life After Layoff. Join the conversation with our show hosts, Allie and Doc, as Allie shares her journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off from a job. The opinions expressed on this radio program are for discussion or inspirational purposes only. They do not serve as treatment or as a professional diagnosis. All listeners are advised that neither the hosts or Web Talk Radio agents shall be held liable for the content of programs, including advice given. All listeners are advised to make their own decisions based upon receiving appropriate consultation with a licensed professional and who have been given the opportunity to consider completely each listener's circumstances and not a reliance upon the content of this Web Talk radio program. And as we say each and every week, grab your journal or a piece of paper and a pen or a pencil, sit back and listen as we go in a journey together. Now, join me in a virtual applause as we welcome our show hosts, Allie and Doc. Allie?
Hello, and welcome to the next episode of There is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, your host, and along with my co-host, Minister Dr. Regina Ward, the founder of Elise Psychological Services, and who is a licensed professional counselor specializing in anxiety, adjustment, and depressive disorders, it is always our pleasure to be your guide as I take this journey of self-discovery and empowerment after recently being laid off, and as Doc affirms normalcy of feelings while offering you practical solutions. Please join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.AtlantaLifeRadio.com, and you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And if you wish to contact us directly, you can do so via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And I'm also on Twitter, so you can continue to follow me at AllieWard45, as well as you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALRRadio. And on behalf of Doc and myself, we thank you for listening and for joining us once again as we share with you our insights into the experience of being laid off. Good evening, Doc, and thanks for joining me tonight for what I know will be an interesting conversation. And I think that we can all say that we have struggled from time to time with setting boundaries in our life. What do you think?
Hi, Allie. It's my pleasure once again. You're exactly right. Boundaries is a very important subject, and I'm hoping tonight our listeners, if they hadn't thought about it, it will be something that's going to be new, interesting, and very important for them to grasp. So once again, I'm excited. Another awesome topic.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you again for joining me tonight, Doc. Okay, but before we get ready to jump into tonight's conversation, I would please ask that all of you join me in taking a moment, a brief moment of silence for those families who have been affected by the recent tornadoes in Oklahoma, and especially in honor of the children whose lives were lost. Our hearts and prayers go out to you. Thank you. Now, as always, I must remind those of you who may be listening for the first time or who may be calling in for the first time that we are here to use this forum as a way to uplift, empower, and hopefully inspire those of you who have been affected by a layoff. And we are not here to complain We are not here to ridicule or point fingers at our former employers or colleagues or any individuals. And we are definitely not here to feel sorry for ourselves. But we are here so that I can share with you my journey of rediscovery and empowerment. But most of all, Doc and I are here to serve the community and to also give you a voice by offering our listeners an opportunity to share their story. So before we get started, just a few brief announcements, and then we'll jump into tonight's conversation. So for those of you who may have missed the Turn It Up Tuesday episode with our guest Palmer Williams Jr., as well as our follow-up recap show, we encourage you to please listen to it as well as any of our past shows through the ALR website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And we have made it even easier for you to be able to listen to those shows that you may have missed because we have placed an automatic player box on the programming page. So all you have to do is just access the website, simply click on the show that you want to listen to, and it will start playing for you automatically. But if you have trouble with the automatic player, the links are still available for you as well. So please, we encourage you to listen to those shows. And so as we urge you to listen to that particular episode with Palmer, we consider him, to, of course, to be a family member here at There Is Life After Layoff Radio. We also ask that you please visit both the ALR website and or even my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com, and you will find a link directly to Palmer's personal website where you can purchase his CD entitled Neo Save, and of course on that CD you will find our theme song Failure Is Not Final. And you can also follow him on Twitter at Palmer Williams J and on Facebook at Palmer Williams Jr. So also please remember to check him out on his new upcoming show, which will be premiering on the OWN Network on May 29th, entitled Love Thy Neighbor. You can check your local listings for further information regarding the times. And I know that you will love that show. I think it's going to be hilarious. So I'm looking forward to that. Now, as we continue to strive to stay new and relevant here at There's Life After Layoff Radio, please look forward to a new concept that we will be bringing to you starting in the month of July. Now, we all know that summer is a time for relaxing. The kids are out of school. We enjoy getting together with family and friends, grilling, going on vacation, or, you know, some of us may do staycations this year, or simply taking a break from the everyday normal stress and strains of our everyday lives. So we thought that it would be fun if we could provide you with information that will help you to do that. So with that said, please remember to mark your calendar for the start of our There Is Life After Layoff summer series and continue to listen for further details regarding our special show topics dealing with summer relaxation or just simply enjoying summer. Now, since I received the vision to start the blog of There Is Life After Layoff, which then led to where we are now with There Is Life After Layoff Radio, Doc, you and I have talked about many issues that were brought out in a number of ways. Now, of course, you know, our reading of the novel The Shack by William Young triggered a number of key topics for us, but also another motivator in my own personal journey has been my ability to hear from God through the Holy Spirit, which has also given me the courage and the ability to be transparent through the use of this form. Now, it has allowed me to really be able to take a look at myself in the mirror and then take responsibility for the areas of my life where I have fallen short and need to grow, or in areas that I have, for lack of a better way of saying it, have realized that are character flaws, okay? Mm. Now, tonight's topic about setting boundaries in our lives is no different because I continue to ask God for his help in this area of my life daily. Now, before we get into discussing my personal experiences, though, as always, I want to make sure that we are all on the same page regarding this topic. So what exactly is a boundary? What are we talking about? There are two main ways that I choose to define boundaries because this is how I define them in my walk. First and foremost, as a Christian, I define a boundary as a border or a line that helps to keep us, that keeps us from living outside of the Word of God. And I've even heard, for those of you who heard me talk about her, Joyce Meyer, she actually defines that space within those boundaries she defines that as, quote-unquote, the safety zone, okay? The boundaries in this case are those things that help to encourage us to abide by God's word, and therefore, guess what, we are able to remain safe under his protection. But listen to what I said, though. It only encourages us because, you know what, we have to make the choice to reside within the safety zone, right? Because, you know, God has given us all free will to make our own choices. Now, outside of that definition, I would define a boundary as a person's sense of self that helps to define who he or she is as an individual. Now, boundaries help to set expectations and to give us rules about our roles. For example, as a parent, as a mom, I have my boundaries that help me to fulfill my role as a mother, okay? Now, boundaries can be flexible, but they can become a problem when they are, number one, too rigid, or, on the other hand, when they are so flexible that they have no power. And I find that to be the case. Guess what? I'm guilty most times when I'm setting boundaries as a parent, which, I will talk about a little later. Now, there are several outcomes or results of setting boundaries. Now, by setting them, it makes others feel safe around you and also allows you to feel safe in your environment. And it is also one of the ways that a person can show self-respect, which in turn then affects the respect that is shown to you by others. Now, boundaries also help us to stand up for ourselves, and they help to keep us from agreeing to things that we don't really want to do and then end up, guess what, feeling guilty for later. Now, in other words, boundaries are those things that help us to learn how to say no.
Yes.
And be okay with that, you know, and not have to be a people pleaser and go along with things, which is something that I have struggled with throughout my life and throughout my journey. Know that our boundaries can shift and change constantly, and oftentimes will depend on the circumstance that we may find ourselves in or who we are with. For example, my boundaries at work are going to totally be different than my boundaries at home with my family because of the intimacy level in that relationship, those relationships, okay? Now that we have defined what boundaries are, let's talk about the different types of boundaries that we may have to set in our lives. Now, when I really started giving this some thought, I realized there were a lot of different types of boundaries, and guess what? They all vary within the different relationships of our lives. There are lots of boundaries that have to be set in different areas. Now, for example, you will have to set different sets of boundaries with your immediate family than you may have to set with other extended family members. Now, those are what are called personal boundaries because those are the people that are closest to you. Now, then there are those boundaries that you will have, of course, as I mentioned earlier, in the workplace, which we are going to be, you know, calling professional boundaries. Now, within each of these types, there are different areas where boundaries need to be set. Now, for example, there will be boundaries that I set within my marriage, and those are separate from the boundaries that, of course, I will set for my children, okay? And I'll, like I mentioned, I'll come back to that because I've struggled with that one. But even though all of that takes place within the family unit, they're still going to be different. Now, in dealing within the area of personal boundaries, there are five types that I want to point out, the first one being those physical boundaries. Now, those physical boundaries are the ones which helps us to determine who may touch us, how they can touch us, and when we may be touched. And, Doc, I think you will probably agree with me here with this one. This one, sexual predators generally will prey on people, and most times, unfortunately, it turns out to be children who are unable to set those types of boundaries for themselves. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. And then there are spiritual boundaries. that they help to protect our spiritual beliefs. Now, I made reference to this earlier where I call that my safety zone, okay? Mm. Next, there are those sexual boundaries, which include the intimate boundaries within my marriage that my husband and I are both in agreement on, and also it goes beyond just the physical activity, but it also extends to including jokes, comments, gestures, and, of course, hey, people may not think about this, but what I watch and what I choose to listen to. Now, within that, I also set boundaries for my children and what they can watch and what they can listen to. So that's a boundary that I set for them in that area. Then there are those emotional boundaries, which are my way of protecting my feelings and includes how others treat me and show me respect. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then intellectual boundaries are those boundaries that I set in order to protect my intellect and my intelligence and how others talk to me and whether my ideas or perceptions or what I bring to the table are listened to, and that also includes my access to knowledge and learning. Now, I've also mentioned professional boundaries. Now, professional boundaries are important because they define the limits and responsibilities of those people that we interact with in the workplace. So, therefore, when workplace boundaries are clearly defined, organizations will have a tendency to work more efficiently, which then leads to a healthier workplace. Okay, that's how it's supposed to work, but that doesn't always happen, as we all know. But so now, how do we establish these healthy boundaries? Now, this is a lot easier said than done. We all know this, you know. I can honestly say that I have struggled in this area throughout my life and have had to accept it as one of my character flaws that I've had to pray and ask for God's help in dealing with. But you know what they say, knowing is half the battle, okay? So now that I know that that's a struggle that I have, I know how I can pray and ask for God's guidance. Now, once I realized who I was as a child of God and started taking responsibility for who I am and decided to take back control of my life from the enemy and instead choose to live within the boundary of God's word or within the safety zone in my life, I found the courage to finally be able to work towards setting healthy boundaries in my life. Now, what changed for me was that I learned several things. First, I learned that, guess what, I have the right to set personal boundaries, which allows me to take responsibility for how others treat me. Being a Christian does not mean that I have to allow others to walk all over me or take advantage of me. And see, a lot of people don't understand that. God does not want people to take advantage of us, okay? Next, I finally came to recognize that other people's needs and feelings are not more important than my own. And this was important because it helped me to learn how to be able to strike a balance between being able to take care of myself and my family and not feel guilty about wanting to take care of myself. Okay, mm-hmm. I think we talked about that when we dealt with guilt.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had to learn how to say no. Okay, this is a hard one for a lot of people. And I struggle with this, especially when it comes to activities surrounding my children and, you know, with dealing with school activities and overextending myself. It was difficult for me because, you know, as I said earlier, I, for a large part of my life, struggled with being a people pleaser. So what I learned to use was that I've always wanted to operate in the spirit of excellence. So if I know that I can't do something to the best of my ability or to my full potential, then I have had to learn to say no and be okay with that. And then next, I learned how to recognize or identify the behavior or actions of others that I consider unacceptable to me. So in other words, I had to learn how to not be afraid to let others know when I felt disrespected. Or if I feel like they crossed the line in any way. And that reminded me of a quick story. When I was working, there was a former coworker of mine who felt that he could talk to me any kind of way because he felt his position was over me and started belittling me and talking rudely to me in front of other people. Well, that wasn't acceptable to me, and I chose to deal with it, but it was how I dealt with it that made all the difference, I think, because I just quietly took him, asked him to follow me to a conference room and closed the door, and I politely told him and respectfully told him that that was not acceptable for him to talk to me in that way and that, you know, he didn't deserve to talk to me in that way and I wasn't going to tolerate that. And, you know, from he apologized. And from that point on, our relationship was great. He never crossed that line with me again, but I had to have the courage to be able to let him know that. Otherwise, I think it would have continued. And finally, but most importantly, I had to learn how to first trust and believe in God to lead me in all areas of my life, which meant that I had to make the choice to stand on what it says in Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6, which says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not into your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I had to really learn how to live that every day. Okay, so now to get to being able to set boundaries with our children. Now, if we are all honest with ourselves, for those people who have children, if we're honest, for most parents, I think that they will agree that it is not always easy to set and stick to the boundaries that we try to set for our children, and this is a huge problem for most parents. You see, because, you know, I've come to learn that our children are most times smarter than we actually give them credit for. So with that said, both my children are geniuses, okay, when it comes to trying to manipulate the boundaries that we set for them. They're just genius, okay? And I will be the first to admit I'm the weaker parent when it comes to this. I have to step on my own toes. I am the weaker parent when it comes to this. But I'm growing because I finally realized that by not setting healthy boundaries for them while they are young will only hurt them in the long run, okay? Mm-hmm. I believe that most parents struggle with setting boundaries for their children for one major reason, and you know what that is? It's because they are afraid that their children won't like them, okay? Mm-hmm. Some parents even believe that setting boundaries or limits restricts their child's creativity or sense of exploration. I've heard that said before, too. As parents, we have to know that our children actually are looking to us to tell them what is expected of them and what is okay to do and how to act. And guess what? They will continue to push until we show them those limits. And God has given us the responsibility as their parents to be able to set those limits. So early on, I figured out that, guess what, I'm not supposed to be my children's friend. And both my kids will tell you that I have told them on numerous occasions that I am not your friend, so please don't talk to me or treat me like I am. I am not your friend off the playground. And my husband and I also teach them that they are children, and they are to stay in a child's place. And I think Palmer made some reference to the fact that as a child, he was, you know, quick to listen, slow to speak, you know. Mm-hmm. He wanted to learn more than he was talking out of place. Now, with that said, my husband and I have set boundaries for our children, and they know that if they don't respect the boundaries that we set for them, then guess what? There will be consequences and repercussions for their actions. Now, in doing so, we hope that they will also learn how to make better choices because when they make a bad choice, they know there's going to be a consequence to that bad choice, okay? Now, I'm going to pause and say that being on one accord with my husband regarding this area hasn't always been easy, but this is something that I have worked on and asked God to help me to grow in daily because in order for the boundaries that we set to work in our children's lives, then we have to present a united front as their parents. Once I realized that setting boundaries for our children is not only biblical, but also an act of nurturing and love, not to mention safety for them, I understood that I was being more of a bad parent by not setting or sticking to those boundaries. So I have made the choice that I would rather set boundaries and keep my children safe instead of trying to win the Parent of the Year award. So as we wind down to take our first station break, we encourage you to call us if you want to share your layoff experience or anything relating to tonight's topic or any of our other show topics with our listening audience, or if you just want to simply call in and make a comment. You can reach us at 347-324-5246. Make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air lineup in our host queue. You are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio with your hosts, Allie and Doc, so please stay tuned.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, would you know?
If you are just joining us, you are listening to Atlanta Life Radio Presents There Is Life After Layoff. Join the conversation with Allie as she shares her journey of self-discovery and empowerment after being laid off, and hearing responses and joining in the conversation with her co-host, Doc. You can call in by calling 347-324-5246, and remember to hit 1 so that we can bring you on air with the host. Again, you are listening to There Is Life After Layoff with our show host, Allie and Doc. And now we return to our program. Allie?
We are back, and if you are just joining us again, you are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com, and I'm your host, Ali, and along with my co-host, Doc, we ask that you please continue to join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m., and also continue following me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com, and on Twitter, at Allie Ward 45, and following Atlanta Life Radio at ALR Radio. So please follow us. Now, Doc, as we continue our discussion tonight, I wanted to ask you something. From a point of view of a minister and a professional counselor, can you share with our listeners how important being able to set boundaries in our lives are, and if we don't learn to set them, what effects can happen?
Allie, I sure will, and as you stated before, they are very important for many reasons. And first, I would like to start off by saying we all set boundaries, or how good or bad that the boundaries we set are. It's shaped by experiences in our reality, and we see our reality in 4 ways, which number 1 is our body image, meaning how we feel about the way we look.
Okay.
Secondly, these experiences of our reality are shaped by our thinking, and this is how we process information. The third one is our feelings, which is our emotions, or our emotional response to what we see, what we hear, what we feel. And lastly, our behaviors, which is our actions, what we do or don't do. So with that being said, again, these realities really shape how good or bad we set boundaries. And you stated before, boundaries are defined, or it defines a sense of self of a person. I always tell clients that we teach people how to treat us. And that's very important and very key, because no one would know how to treat us until we teach them. And I tell clients all the time, whether it's conscious or subconscious, if we continue to give and give of ourselves to a person, they're going to continue to come back to us and get from us.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been one of the hardest things for many clients to grasp, especially when it comes to, as you stated, their child. I'll say the hardest has been when it came to a parent, a family member.
Wow.
I've had many clients where there was a role reversal where the client was more like the parent to the, was more the parent than the child.
Oh, wow.
The roles were reversed, meaning that the parents would come and always ask for them to provide, whether it was emotional support, monetary support. So, one, it was important for the clients to see that the roles were reversed and that that wasn't the proper way of how they were supposed to be. And with that being said, if we don't set boundaries, then our voice is taken away from us.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to set boundaries allows you and gives you a voice, meaning that you're able to say yes and no.
Exactly.
A lot of times people have difficulty in setting boundaries because they struggle with low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, them giving to other people is a way that they can have control. What do I mean? If you continue to give to a person, the person keeps coming back to you.
Ah.
So it keeps you being needed and or wanted. So
wow.
That gives you a sense of self, sense of control. And I always ask clients to ask themselves, when people continuously come to them and they give to that person, I always ask them to ask themselves, what are you receiving in return? What are you getting out of this?
Wow.
Because
wow.
we could say that we're tired of a person continuously coming to us, but obviously if we allow them to continue to come to us,
mm-hmm.
we are getting something out of it.
Right.
So with that being said, when a boundary is crossed by others, it can create an intense feeling of anger, hurt, or inner turmoil because, again, we may become angry that a person continues to take from us.
Right.
And then we could have inner turmoil and start struggling with that.
Mm.
But I do want to say, you talked about intimate relationships, and I want to say this. This is very important to realize. An intimate relationship is one in which neither party silences, sacrifices, or betrays the self. And each other, each person, they are allowed to express their strength, their vulnerability, their weakness, and competencies in a balanced way. With that being said, when you have a healthy relationship, you are able to freely be who you are. That's freely be able to show your strengths, your weaknesses. And in other words, a healthy relationship, it has healthy boundaries. It allows each person that security and that safety to express themselves without feeling controlled or intimidated. A lot of times, people that have been violated, they struggle with being able to set healthy boundaries because it was taken away from them at a young age. And
again,
this could be another subconscious thing that they're doing, not even realizing the root of where it came from. So it's very important to kind of identify for our listeners if we are not able to create healthy boundaries, what's the root of that? Why is it? Again, are we dealing with a time in our life where we were violated? Are we in a relationship that's emotionally, physically, psychologically abusive, or are we struggling with a sense of guilt where we are unable to say no? So, again, I think it's very important for people to kind of take an introspective look at why they're not able to create healthy boundaries and begin making those changes from there.
Wow. You know what? While I was listening to you, so many things were going through my mind and just different experiences in my family and my life where everything that you said was so right on point and key in those situations. And I say this time and time again, I've said it so many times, people will only do what you allow them to do to you.
Exactly.
So, like you said, those boundaries help give you your voice back and taking back the respect. And, you know, like I said, and I think it's so important for people who are Christians, you know, we think that being a Christian means you can't stand up for yourself. That is so far from the truth.
Right, right. And he's understanding that Jesus, he set boundaries. There were times where when he retreated and he went away to begin building himself back up, understand that's a boundary.
Right, right.
There were times where he didn't heal at that moment. That's a boundary. It's not
right.
pie.
Right. Exactly. How about that brings me to the think about when his mom asked him about turning the water into wine at his cousin's wedding. He said to her, "It's not my time." You know, that was the boundary, and then she kind of She kind of made him say, "Well, you know, yeah, it is."
And listen to him. Whatever he says, do listen to him.
Right.
So, exactly. He set the course at that moment.
Exactly. Thanks. Oh, my goodness. This conversation is just so key, and it's going to lead us into yet another topic that we'll be talking about in the future, which is about, you know, healthy relationships. So thanks for that, Doc. And it's our favorite time in the show when we get to speak to our callers. I'm hoping that we have some callers in the queue. If you want to share your story or just weigh in on this conversation, or if you just want to make a comment, please call us at 347-324-5246. Please make sure you press the number 1, and you'll be added to the lineup of tonight's callers. So, Melinda, do we have any callers in the queue?
We do not at this time, but we want to thank all of our callers who are listening to the show. Our board is lit up, so I suggest you just keep talking, and if someone gets inspired, they can call in again at 347-324-5246, and remember to hit 1.
Okay, that's fine, because we have plenty to talk about tonight, Doc. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was going to say something. Some questions that I want to ask you regarding boundaries before I get into that. It's amazing. As a psychotherapist, I love the excitement of my clients, especially when there's a breakthrough. And I have a client that when we are talking about the subject of boundaries that come to mind, actually we've been dealing with, I think she's seen me for 3 years, and for 3 years we've been dealing with boundaries.
Oh, wow.
Boundaries. One of the main things that we've been dealing with. But it's funny, she emailed me last week and said, "Dr. Ward, I just had to share with you because I'm not going to see you, I think, for a month." And she said that she was able to confront a family member that owed her money.
Wow.
And the family member paid, I think, half of what they owed or one-fourth of what they owed. But nevertheless, again, her standing up basically prompted the person to give. And then she said, and it doesn't stop there, she had someone else, another family member, ask her for money, and she told them, "You have to pay me back when you get paid on that Wednesday." And she said, "There's no excuses." And that Wednesday, the person paid her back. And she said, "Dr. Ward, it didn't stop there." And it was so funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Because she had 3 to 4 things that she shared, but she said that in the end, her standing up for herself made her feel so much better.
Oh.
And this is something, again, she has struggled with for years. And it was more so she was scared of what they would think about her if she did stand up or if she did confront. And she's now seeing that, wow, they basically respect her more that she's doing that. So what a great testimony.
Exactly. That is great. Wow.
And when we find a voice, I caution our listeners, as I caution my clients, to make sure it's balanced, because when we begin finding our voice, we'll take it too far to the left where we're just telling everybody no or just confronting everybody. So when we talk about healthy boundaries, making sure it is balanced. So that's just something I want to share. But I want to ask you if you can identify a time in your life when you struggled with having healthy boundaries in your personal and professional relationships.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I'm going to start with personal. It brought to mind a situation, and I've made mention of this friendship several times in past shows where I was good friends with an old high school classmate of mine, and I was asked to work with her at an organization. Well, during that time that, you know, I began to work for her, something changed in the relationship, and like I said, I really don't know what happened, but because I was intimidated in that relationship, and I didn't have a voice and was afraid at the time because, you know, number one, she was my employer. She was my, so I was, it was, I was in the middle of a friendship and, you know, a friend being my employer. So, you know, and I needed a job, and so I definitely didn't have the courage to stand up to her until I finally couldn't, you know, take it anymore, and I it was unacceptable to me, so I ended up resigning, but it was the way that I did it, you know. I went out, and it had just so happened during the time that my mom was dealing with a serious illness, so, you know, I decided that, you know, my mom needed me more than I needed to be there and be mistreated. So that, you know, helped me to make a decision to be able to walk away from that. And, you know, she was one of those people that had a lot of influence over me. And during that time, I can remember, it was when I had been laid off for the first time in my professional career. And so I was pretty much in denial about what was going on in my own life. So, you know, she was living a great life at the time. And so I started living vicariously through her life instead of doing what I needed to actually get back on my feet in my own life. So there I was, you know, just going along with the program. And her influence over me caused me to get into situations that I really was not proud of, and I knew that it wasn't me, okay? But because I didn't have anything to, so to speak, go home to, I stayed in it and I tolerated it, okay? And, you know, I didn't have a backup plan for myself, so I allowed her to mistreat me. And it finally got to a point where, you know what, enough is enough. I need to go home and be with someone who I know loves me, which was my mom and my family. And I walked away from that friendship. And, you know, but I allowed myself, and I take responsibility for not setting those boundaries. I allowed myself to be taken advantage of in that situation. Now, professionally, talking about my professional relationships or boundaries. I may have referenced this also. There was a time where there was a particular supervisor who had made a racial comment to me, and I struggled with whether I should report that incident because it made me feel uncomfortable. And if you remember, I spoke about this earlier in the beginning of the dialogue that you know, we have to set the boundary of what's acceptable to us and not acceptable. She had really crossed the line. But the only thing that gave me the courage, I actually prayed about it, and God said, you need to speak up, because that was, you know, he gave me the courage to be able to report the incident to Human Resources. But, of course, initially I was afraid to because, you know, number one, she was my supervisor. Number two, I was afraid that I was going to lose my job and that, you know, Human Resources wouldn't take it seriously. But God spoke to me and said, you know what, you need to say something, because if she says it to you, who else is she going to say it to? It was totally unacceptable. I did. I reported it, and to my surprise, you know, she was reprimanded. And she had to apologize to me. Now, mind you, it took 6 months for me to get the apology, but needless to say, I still got it. And I'm glad that I did, because, you know, it really worked in my favor, because I found out that she was actually trying to get rid of me because she didn't particularly care for me. So because she had been reprimanded for the type of comment that she made, she could not retaliate against me. So it actually helped me. So So this one incident where I could say my obedience to what God told me to do really helped me because, you know, he knows our plan. He knows
right.
what's going to happen before we do. And had I not listened, I may have lost my job, you know, so I don't know. So those are two particular situations that come to mind and things, areas of my life where I've struggled with setting boundaries.
The first one could fall into it overlap with personal and professional since it was a
True.
Friendship and she was a boss as well. And the second example also reminds me of when you said you pulled a gentleman that was a superior over you in the
mm-hmm.
room to
mm-hmm.
let him know, you know, how you felt about the way he was talking to you. And that goes back, and that's a great example of, again, we teach people how to treat us because
right.
a lot of times what people fail to realize, when people treat us wrong, it's based on an issue that they have with themselves that they're projecting onto us. And
mm-hmm.
we become intimidated, but it has nothing to do with us, and it's more about, again, that person's own issue. And a lot of times when we confront them, and I think time and time again I've heard testimonies or reports when a person confronts a person that's snappy with them or however a person treating them bad, when they confront that person, even if they do it to other people, they begin changing the way they treat them. So that's important for our listeners to realize.
Exactly.
Again, don't take it personal because a lot of times it's a person's own issues.
That gentleman and I actually were good buddies after that.
Exactly. Very interesting. Another question, do you feel that some boundaries can be unhealthy? And if so, when?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I think there are some signs of boundaries that are unhealthy, and I talked about this just a moment ago, when they go against personal values or rights in order to please, you know, we do things just to please others, and I just spoke on that with my with my former friend. You know, she was trying to push me into doing things that I wouldn't have normally done on my own. And it wasn't me. But I did it because I was afraid to stand up to her, okay?
Yes.
And also, they could be unhealthy when you take as much as you can for the sake of taking, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you know that you shouldn't do that or overstep your boundaries. And you continue to, in other words, you're taking advantage of somebody,
mm-hmm.
okay? You don't know where your boundaries are with that person. Or when we let others define who we are as a person or an individual, when they take your voice away, as you mentioned earlier, okay? This is a good one, when feeling bad or guilty when you say no to somebody or something,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have a problem with saying no. Another one is that when you don't speak up for yourself, when you know you've been disrespected or treated poorly, and I just talked about that, okay? Or how about in a relationship, an intimate relationship, when you know that you, and women are guilty of this, I've been guilty of this before I was married, when you quote-unquote, fall in love before you even really know a person. Okay, that's an unhealthy boundary because you don't even know that person. But I think as women, a lot of times we fall prey to that because we don't want to be alone.
That's
okay,
good.
Or maybe even when I made reference to the physical boundary, you know, when you step outside of that boundary and you touch somebody and you're not supposed to, or it's inappropriate for you to be touching
mm-hmm.
that person,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's unhealthy, okay? And, you know, that turns into abuse, you know, when it's somebody preying on someone, you know?
Right.
Those are some examples of I think, when a boundary actually can become unhealthy for someone.
And, you know, that you saying those leads me to another thought that I feel can be an unhealthy boundary, and that's pushing good people away. Sometimes because a person either has been violated or they struggle with rejection or abandonment issues, they fear that a good person is going to do the same thing. So they unconsciously push a person away, and it's almost like that push-pull type relationship.
Right.
I want you here, but no, I don't want you here, so I do things to kind of push you away. And so that could be a very unhealthy boundary as well.
That that's that fear of rejection.
Exactly. Have you ever struggled with being so rigid with your boundaries that it affected your relationships?
You know, this is funny. When I thought about this particular question, and I don't know if I was right for this or not, but
okay.
I became rigid in setting boundaries when I was looking for a way out of a relationship.
Okay.
I thought about that and I had to laugh. So, you know, I realized that that relationship wasn't for me. So I said, okay, how can I get myself out of this? So I started setting these really rigid boundaries. And it worked.
I was
going to
say, hey.
Hey, it worked. So, yeah. And now when I'm thinking about the workplace, I had to learn that I had to let go of some control with regards to my work responsibilities because I was so rigid and, you know, I had an attitude of, if I don't, you know, nobody could do it as good as me type of attitude. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather do it myself. But you know what? All that did was leave me stressed out and overworked. And so I had to learn how to, okay, I had to reset some boundaries to say, okay, it's okay. You know, give people instruction. Give them an opportunity to do the task right before you decide that they can't do it right. So I had to actually take a step back and reset a boundary for myself in the way I looked at, you know, the people that I worked with. And it really helped because then it helped lower my, you know, amount of work, my workload, and, you know, it helped me to build better relationships instead of being that person that was like, okay, you do this, You know, I started having, and then what I started doing was feeding them positive reinforcement, saying, I can't do this without you. Your involvement is so valuable to me. And that helped them to want to do a better job. So, you know, that I had to really take a look back, step back and say, okay, why isn't this working? Why am I so stressed out? Because I didn't want to let go of control.
That's good.
And so, you know, that was one instance where I had to, you know, like I said, step on my own toes and say, okay, what's going on here? And it helped. So, but you know, at this time, I think it might be time for our practical solutions. What do you think?
I think this is a perfect time.
Okay.
And kind of going back to what we said, the first solution is understanding that boundaries help people to know how to treat us, and again, we teach people how to treat us.
Right.
Secondly, it helps us to define how much we will give to a person, and this is via time, money, and our energy. So us being able to set healthy boundaries, it helps us to define how much we're going to give of ourselves to individuals. It helps us to separate our needs, wants, desire, thoughts, feelings from others. Again, it's allowing us to have more control of ourselves than giving control away.
Mm-hmm.
And creating healthy boundaries is very empowering. It allows us to recognize our needs, set limits, and enforce those limits. And it protects our self-esteem. It maintains our self-respect. And it allows us to enjoy healthy relationships. On the other hand, unhealthy boundaries can cause emotional pain or turmoil. It can lead to dependency, depression, anxiety, and even stress. A great example of that, it's like leaving our door unlocked for anyone to just walk in and come in. Mm-hmm. When we make sure boundaries are balanced, we have to make sure that they're balanced, because, again, too rigid boundaries can cause us to be isolated.
Okay.
And our scripture is, there's two scriptures, and the first one is Proverbs chapter 19, verse 19. Again, that's Proverbs chapter 19, verse 19. And it says, a man of great anger will pay the penalty. But if we continue to rescue them once, we would have to do it again.
Mm.
Our next scripture comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? Our growth work assignment is identify if we are setting healthy boundaries, and if not, begin to look at our relationships, and that's personal and professional, and start beginning to take those steps towards change. I encourage our listeners to, again, identify the root of where these unhealthy boundaries begin and start dealing with the root cause of us being able not to set those unhealthy boundaries.
Wow. Thank you, Doc. Those are so good and right on point, as usual. Now, as we get ready to end another show tonight, we want to remind our listeners that we have a new book club selection for the next Atlanta Life Radio Inspirational Book Club discussion. We are reading Room of Marvels by James Bryan Smith, and you can get that book now. That's a nice book to read throughout the summer. You can join through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And we also remind you that if you like what you hear tonight, please visit our website and listen to the recordings of our past shows, and please post a comment. And if you're on Facebook, you can friend us at Atlanta Life Radio. And make sure that you plan to tune in next Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. on Atlanta Life Radio, again, at www.atlantaliferadio.com, and we will continue our discussion. And if you want to tweet a question or concern that you want to have addressed, you can do so at Allie Ward 45 or at ALR Radio. As we wind down, on behalf of myself, Allie, and my co-host, Doc, we thank you for joining us and continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey. Take a leap of faith past the fear in your life, and know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. No need for complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready, what God has for you. Tell yourself,
I'm not giving up.
No, on any game. I have ever known it's come from you alone.